60s entanglement with the proceeds promoters of and opponents of slavery. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
What day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Not only is it hump day, it's Trump day. You know, if you're back on, if you look at the news, you cannot believe the things they're saying again. Oh my gosh. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 25th of January, 2017. It's 6.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
God forbid.
Good morning. Good morning, bad.
You have a morning filler ritual, don't you?
Good morning.
What do you mean?
I do, because there are certain things that have to be done. See, and this is the part, my love, that I know this doesn't fit into your, because you are a spontaneous, you know, grab it now and let's go forward type of woman. But there are certain things that just have to be done for, you know, like we have to say who we are, what day it is, for our phone lines, how you can get into our chat room, you know, welcoming Bad Bob onto the show.
Yes,
and
good
then
morning.
After that, it's kind of like it's wide open.
Good morning, Bad Bob. So what's
I mean, am I right, Bob? I mean, isn't the way that most, I mean, so people know at least who we are? I mean, there may be people out there, you know, that are
who
traveling
are
through
for
space,
the very first
listening
time.
Through the first time, and they're catching these, you know, our streaming, and they said, well, who is that?
Or you
I
want
to live there.
Well, who are these people?
I know.
I want to live there.
Or it could have been where you asked the special guest to be on the show, and they said, well, let me, you know, sure, and then they called back and canceled because I
well,
think
I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk because they probably went to the website and said, look, this is really an interesting story, and I know she's not listening today. But she could. I'm not going to use her name. And because, first of all, she's not even from around here, so I guess I could use her name, but I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes about how I had this guest coming on. And I mean, I was very persuasive, and I was very truthful and very sincere. And I meant every word I said. And you know, and then she calls back 15 minutes later and goes, no, I just can't make it. Maybe you should get somebody from your area. And I went, well, I will, but, you know, you have these beliefs that are some of the, you know, I mean, you are, I didn't say this, but you are the epitome of of a lot of people's, image.
The lady on the plane.
The lady. Well, no, I don't even think she, no, she's not into that. That's why I think that she was hesitating.
Okay, she's not that rabbit.
She didn't want, no, I didn't say that either. She just doesn't want to have to. Well, I'm not.
What is your major malfunction?
Whoa, I love it.
Well, you know, that's it. And so it was kind of, okay, I'm going to tell the story. I don't care.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
All right, so I had.
That's how you start off a show, buddy.
I'm getting ladies or women that marched in, you know, that marched in the Women's March. Now, we have several from around here, and I've called, and I'm trying to get them on the show. You know,
what was it like?
You know,
what's your feeling?
Not to disparage anybody,
no.
Of course, because you believe in it. You know, and you know us. We everybody that's on your beliefs are welcome on our show. You know, unless you're trying. You know, you want to, you know,
hurt
somebody or something like that. Right. So I was given this woman's name by a friend. Who's been on the show before from the East Coast and said, hey, you should call her. She says she's interested. So I called her and, oh gosh, yes. And then we're talking. And then she says, I said, you know, people, you know, on the call, she says, you mean this is a talk show?
A conservative?
That's not what she said.
Okay.
She said, is this a talk show? I said, yes, it is. And she said, well, what would you say your station is, you know, like PBS or I said, no, it's, I said, you could say it's conservative. I said, but our show that you're going to be on, that my wife and I are in, is a very, very moderate show. You know, we welcome all viewpoints. Oh, okay. And so we're talking and she goes, but it comes out, she says, well, I was marching because I believe in women's rights.
Okay.
Okay. Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
Okay. And there's no such thing as immigrants in our country. And when she said that, when she said that, I can't help it, but I just went kind of silent for like 3 seconds. And I went, well, I said, those are viewpoints that you don't hear a lot back here. But I said, I will make it so that there's no phone calls coming in, so you won't have to worry about that. And we'll just talk about the march and then the people around you and what you gained. Because she says, I'm a fighter. I believe in this. But I really don't want to try to convince somebody. I said, I understand that. And I said, I understand that because you can't, talking on the radio, convince somebody that their thoughts are wrong. Nor can if somebody's calling in, because I know some people are going to call in. I know some people are going to call in that would be very much want to talk to her. But I figured, you know, they would go into the, you know, it could be
uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. So I said, okay, so we got it all like that. And she was happy. And then 15 minutes later, she calls back and cancels.
Probably
maybe
friends.
You should have. No.
She went online, and I'm sure she saw Mark Levin and Laura Ingraham.
Well, I told her who was
the
on
flag.
I told her who was on there, and I don't, you know, and so, but then I sent a Facebook message back to the woman who set it up. I said, I'm really sorry. I said, we set it up so that it was just going to be, you know, her
right.
speaking. And, you know, but here it is. And she came back and said, Carl, I really appreciate it. She said, yeah, it's too bad. Because what I said was, here was an opportunity for somebody to let her feelings out in a safe environment, though she didn't believe it, though it would have been totally
yes.
safe,
yes.
for her to say why she was, you know, she is one of the ones that are a very progressive, liberal woman. She's in the arts. She's an actress. She has one-person shows and all this. And for her to, I mean, she really believes, you know that in the things she says.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but here was a chance for people to, like we had yesterday, and we that lady.
We caught flack over that. The lady, the first lady.
Well, yeah, but we didn't catch.
Well, the second lady. I'm sorry. The first lady. We caught flack
lady.
Over her.
People
not
calling
a lot.
In.
No, not a lot. Some
a
people
bit.
Said, well, you know, oh, well, it was a waste. No, it wasn't a waste because you had somebody, and we had other people call in and write to me saying that woman was a courageous woman who left her little bubble in Berkeley and went out and lived in Louisiana down in Swamp Hollow, Louisiana, just to see how the, you know, where, how can these other people, you know, where are they coming from? It was almost like an anthropologist going into a tribe.
To see
how can they right. come up with these things.
Right.
Well, guess what? She came out of there with friends.
Yeah.
They may not agree with each other, but she came out understanding.
Right.
And this is what we talked about. You need to listen to other people. You don't have to agree with
right.
them. You just have to be cordial and see where they're coming from. So, you know, maybe there's something in there. She says, well, women's rights. Okay. Well, you know, there's parts about, you know,
right.
in that I'm of course I'm all for women's rights. You know, equal
right.
pay,
right.
you know, all that stuff. I don't, you know, if they've, you know, if people are doing exactly the same job under the same circumstances and all that, why aren't they getting paid?
You absolutely have the right to express yourself because that is the privilege, that is the right that men and women fought and bled for. I have the right to laugh at somebody who goes out dressed in a costume of parts.
Of a woman's
right.
parts.
Or
I have the right to laugh my ass off.
Or a man's parts. Or a man's parts, as far as that goes. Anyway.
Well, that's been an interesting photo essay, too, of what's been happening with, how women dress for the march. And that's all right. Again, that's freedom of expression. I love that. We have some other headlines we're going to go over this morning. But before we do that, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, that locally owned. And, of course, Sharon Clark started this 10 years ago from her home. It's grown into such a wonderful service. Home care service is more than anything that you could possibly want, and for your loved one, if they're just coming home from the hospital, or there's been an accident, or there's any kind of surgery involved, or just an elderly who's maybe locked in and can't do stuff. Again, trust a provider of quality, compassionate in-home care. Go to Larkspur Lane, Suite N, or go to homehelpers.com. You'll find her in Reading. And the number is 226-8350. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some headlines that are going on here. Going on in the United States. 20,000, the Dow. We'll be right back.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 20 minutes after the hour 7 here on the 25th of January, 2017. And we forgot to do the weather.
Oh, no. 34 degrees in the downtown studios today. Our highs are going to be around 50 with our lows of 34. Tomorrow calls for a high of 56 with Thursday night with our lows of around 36. And Friday morning calls for a high of 61. Mostly clear with Friday night clear again with our lows of 35. Saturday's sunny, mostly clear. So we don't really like we have looks like we have any showers.
No chance to dry out.
Yeah, a little Tuesday. That'd be nice. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read it, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
And on the phone is our former mayor, Missy MacArthur. Good morning, Missy.
Hey, good morning, Carl, Linda. Good
where
morning.
Are you?
I am in Florida.
Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the sun's shining and it's going to be 53 today. So is yours better?
Yeah, it's going to be 71, I think, today here.
Hey, thanks so much for calling in. You probably didn't hear the first part. Well, I had somebody, believe it or not, from Florida. That somebody gave me their name and that she was going to, and then she changed her mind. So, because we had Doug Wright on to talk about attending the inauguration, so I've been trying to line up ladies or women that went back for the big march so you can tell us what it was like.
Your side.
End of it.
How was it?
I have got to say first of all, I've never marched before, protested, or been an activist in that regard. Ever before in my life, and it was absolutely awe-firing. As a patriot, I can tell you that free speech is alive and well, and seeing 500,000 people express what they believe are their truths in a free country was just so absolutely friggin' amazing. There's no getting around it.
That's fantastic.
It just inspired me that our country is great.
Our country is great.
That's fantastic.
I know you've never doubted that, but sometimes it's good to get that, you know, it's good to get that feeling again, isn't it?
Yeah, it just was. It was really a shot in the arm. You know, there's the concerns of many had about Putin, and I don't know where you guys are on that, but I'm a child that grew up, I'm not a child anymore, but I was a child that went through the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we practiced hiding under our desks and how to get to the bus, and I can remember being terrified that I'd never see my mom, and the Cuban Missile Crisis was very real, so I don't trust Putin at all. And I'm worried that Tillerson and President Trump might have this feeling of he's our friend. He's not our friend. He's not on our team. And that concerns me a great deal. I think I'm glad that we're building up our NATO troops in Poland. I'm just concerned about the whole Russian thing. I really am.
Well, I can understand that. But one of the things that should help a little bit is that when he appointed Mattis as his Secretary of Defense, Mattis testified that Russia was the largest threat to our country.
Yes.
He said that a year ago, and he hasn't backed off. Now,
and I hope that Trump listens to him.
I think he is
definitely the one that would know.
Well, you know, and here's the thing, too, is do we want to have better relations with all countries? Yes. Is it going to be a kind of like a Reagan, trust but verify, you know, something like that? But I'm glad to see that that you went out there with so many other hundreds of thousands of people, and it wasn't just all women. Now, tell me, what was the most? I know all the people that were there. That was awesome. And, you know, and what you were concerned about is Putin, but there were so many other things other people were concerned about out there.
Oh, yeah. There definitely diversity was a big issue, and there's concern about Sessions being appointed because of his past racist remarks. And I agree that the American way is accepting that we're not all the same. If we were all the same, we'd be in lockstep doing the Nazi march. So I like it that there's diversity, whether it's race or religion. I think we have to be accepting of all.
Oh, I agree.
That's America. That's America.
That is.
Yeah.
All sides have to accept the other sides.
And this is what we say, too, with our listeners, because we're part of that body of, you know, like we want to be a voice where everybody can come together. And as you know, You know, we like to break bread with all kinds, because if you open your mind to hear how other people, it's like going into another country. You know, you listen to where they come from, their mindsets, and it helps you to grow a little bit more with compassion, acceptability, etc. So how exciting for you to be in this movement. Like you said, are you there? Okay.
Oh, we lost
anyway,
her.
We lost her. So maybe she didn't hear me. Thought nope, that anyway. She was disconnected, but I was maybe it was I pontificating.
Well, it was yeah, but you were no, not pontificating, but you were talking about how we as a nation should mm-hmm. be willing to go out there and work with people
as a people, yeah. as a you know as an individual.
I think she's calling back right now.
Yeah,
so.
Here we go.
Anyway.
So Miss MacArthur's on the line, and she's calling in from
Florida.
She was at the march. We're, you know, seeing what that felt like for her. And, you know, it's been pretty fascinating stuff. So let's go back to the phones to Missy.
Hey, Missy.
No,
that's fine. What Linda was talking about was it's great that we should have our minds open and be able to talk to everybody in a civil way, you know, and try to learn.
One of the signs that was being carried said a quote by President Lincoln that said, "With malice toward none," and that's America.
That's the way. Yes, that is the way. Well, so when you see people down there that say that Trump will never be their president, is that a way to start off, or is it a way to, or is it a should there be a wait and see?
I didn't really talk to somebody that had a sign like that, uh-huh. so I'm not sure. And in Florida, I can tell you that it's very much Trump supporters where I am now, so I don't know.
You don't hold a sign up that says, I marched? No, that's
after
okay.
That one.
No, that's okay. I just, well, the point is that I just think it's great that somebody was in something like that. I mean, I remember when I was in college, I marched. And I remember working for doing some things and going down to Atlanta, Georgia, and working for
and
civil
it was
rights.
Would you call it peace and freedom? What was it?
No, it wasn't peace. No, it was
what
just
was the march. You said it was a famous
it
march.
Was, what?
Okay.
It was one in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know how famous it was, okay. But it was, you know, in the war. Anyway, but I understand about when you're going out and you're surrounded by, but I've never been surrounded by hundreds of thousands of people on something
oh my
like this.
Gosh. It was a madhouse, though. Riding the subway was really crowded. And what was amazing was it was completely peaceful. There was no violence at all on that day. I heard there was some violence before of somebody breaking windows and such, but the day of, no violence, and there were diverse people. So there were pro-choice. Yet there were anti-choice. There were.
You mean pro-life?
LGBT.
You mean pro-life?
Pro-life. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were marching. I understand they were taken off the sponsorship list, but they ended up marching and said that there was no problems there.
Yeah, there were no problems. There really weren't. Everybody was peaceful.
Did the
so it was, like I said, it was really just. Energizing and realizing that America is as great as we thought it was.
So is this going to lead to more marches and more things happening?
I have an idea it is, but I'm not, you know, here I am in Florida, so I don't know exactly what's going on now everywhere because I'm in the middle of the state and not ever in Miami or somewhere.
Well, they had around 300 women marching here, or men and women marching here.
Oh, I
Reading.
Heard. Yeah. I heard it was just really a big success. So, I'm thrilled that people are getting involved. That's what we need. We need people involved.
Get out of your chair and do something. Say something.
Yeah.
Well,
use it or lose it. You know,
yeah, use it or lose it.
To be that age where if you don't use it, you lose it. Well, well, it's the same about democracy. You know, use it or lose it.
Well, you know, there's
pay attention.
Well, then there's a lot of people. The only thing I hope is that people, I
like when Obama was elected in the in 09, or when he took office, is hoping for the very best for our country. And then again, and the second one, hoping for the very best for our country and wanting to see things move forward. That's what I would hope that, you know, the vast majority of Americans would want. Is for, like Tom Hanks said it the other day, he says, frankly, I hope that President Trump does so well that I want to vote for his reelection. And I think that I think that should be the way for everybody, is that you want our president and our country to move forward, and that we, you know, that we as a united nation, united country, move forward, that jobs are back and the economy goes up and that there's less racial divides and everything.
I agree with that, but I think there's also room to say, hey, we want it to go in this certain direction, and that direction isn't being friends with the Russians. I mean, I agree with you, but I also think he needs to hear the other side.
He needs to hear. Oh, no, absolutely. I would hope that he, you know, that the other side is always chiming in. We always need the other side. Obama, for God's sakes, heard the other side a lot. So Trump will. I imagine Trump will. Well, look, Missy.
Thank you, Missy.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, take care, you guys. I'll see you back in a minute.
You bet. You take care now. All right. Missy MacArthur.
We're going to have to take a break here and cover some more headlines here after the messages on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
B&T Satellite Services. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. Ask how you can receive $100 off your bill and have a veteran save $100 also. That's B&T Satellite, better known, 241-DISH.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Coming to the Cascade Theater this February, it's Midtown Men. It's a high-octane concert celebrating the best of the 60s, reuniting four stars from the original cast of Broadway's Jersey Boys. Midtown Men, Thursday, February 2nd at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
grab
girl?
My glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our
toes. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on some kind of... I have no
Does
idea.
Does every song have to sound the same?
No, it doesn't.
I know.
I whip out the catalog. I go flipping through and I go, well, that's interesting. I haven't played that for a while.
Right.
Carl and Linda Bond here.
Exactly.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corner of Eureka in Court Street. They have everything in there you could possibly imagine for working out, with anything from an indoor saltwater pool to every machine you can think of, spinning classes, yoga classes, everything there. Different types of training and great facilities, great instructors.
Large saltwater and indoor pool.
That's right. Hey, you know what? I didn't mean to jump or to say, I understand when we have talked before about
marching.
Back when I was in college and marching, I never used the term marching. And never would, because I've never marched in one of those. I've been in demonstrations.
You've been in plenty of marches.
I've been in plenty of marches, but not that kind. We did not call them peace and freedom marches there. And I've worked in the civil rights down in the South back when I was young. But I, you know, when you said a peace and freedom march, I immediately thought of San Francisco and hippies going down the street, you know, peace, you know, freedom, you know,
well,
free
I thought
love.
That this
and
whole time, I've been with you for 10 years. I thought this whole time that you were part of that movement.
No, I was not part of it.
That's nice to clarify that 10 years later.
Well, it comes up very rarely.
Right.
And I am proud of what I did when I was working in the civil rights.
Right. Absolutely.
And I was, you know, proud of things I've done, but I did not, you know, when you say that, I think of, when you said that, I just flashed on Martin Luther King leading that, you know, leading that march in Alabama.
Right.
In that, and I thought, no, I wasn't that, because that was a little bit before my time, first of all. And I think of that as the bravery and the things they were doing there. And I was not in that. I was too young for that. I guess that's kind of where I was coming from. No, I wasn't in that. But I did do this.
Okay, so let's
No,
but in your mind, that's great. Thank you for clarifying that. But in your mind, see, it's like people who, you know, this is – what we're trying to get to is the root of why our country is so divided. And you had the inauguration, and you had Doug right on here talking about this, the electricity, the news, whatever you see on TV cannot even capture the feeling of what happened. All right, so then we watch news clips. We hear things about women we see the Chelsea, whatever her name is, to saying terrible things, and they run the news clips on that because let's face facts. You know, some news organizations, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. So you're going to get weird stuff. You've got to just like across, you know, what inspires people and the positive part of what that was. So now we have Missy coming in saying it was never in her life has she ever done anything like that. That it was an incredible feeling. 500,000, not just women, but some men that know it was peaceful. People had concerns. It was their way to be able to march, protest, whatever it is. So the root of this is what in your period of time that you went, you had to be to your core so motivated that you went out and you fought civilly.
I believed in voting rights for everybody. I believed in civil rights. And it meant going down to the Deep South and working on campaigns, which I did.
I think that's fantastic. So
back, joined the Marine Corps.
You were motivated in your soul to physically drive down there and take
in
part of something that you believed
in. In a Volkswagen Bug.
That you believed in.
Yeah.
So
I think everybody should. I think everybody should at least one time get into something you thoroughly believe in, even if it's at the risk of, you know, of your safety. I don't think that there was, you know, safety risk there in D.C., but you never did know. So you never knew what was going to happen in that. Hey, by the way, the fact that we're not having that new adult rehabilitation campus built with 64 beds, we're going to discuss that. We're going to do that at 8 o'clock when the sheriff comes in. Yeah, Sheriff Thomas Sinkel will be with us at 8 o'clock. We're going to find out what happened there.
Right. That just suddenly
because
came
that
down,
just
boom.
Came up yesterday. And,
3 o'clock
and exploded.
Or 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Right. Hey, it was – now, the Dow, you brought that up.
20,000. It finally hit. They're calling it
the Trump bump. The Trump bump. So much for the theory that Trump's election would make financial collapse in his first week. So,
his executive orders. Let's talk about that. Do you want to go to that first, or should we talk about some of the top headlines that are popping up on the?
You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about Linda.
I'll order breakfast across the street.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. That was.
Let's talk about me. Let's talk about what I just experienced yesterday, and it's really easy. I want to share it.
But you want to talk about it because it's something for all of our veterans out there.
Yes,
it's for our veterans too.
Yeah.
You went out. I get this phone call.
I went to Verizon
because
yesterday.
You were on your own yesterday.
No, well,
for a
I'm
while.
Always on my.
Linda
I can
had
do
an hour. Linda had a free hour on her hands.
Here's the deal.
So she's driving.
I
by.
Can do. No, I've been thinking about it because. Okay, I'll share with you.
You had your breakfast.
Let me just finish. Right. So I am still old school with the hard calendar in front of me. And if you've been with somebody who's on their cell phone and they do the calendar on their cell phone and you're talking about dates and they go boop, 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 and then they can email it to their or text it to their husband or to their whoever and it's all synced up, I just feel like, wow, I could save so much time and I don't live on my phone. I refuse to have my phone on the table. I don't like that. I think it's rude. So I don't live with my phone next to my body constantly. Okay. Are you one of those who maybe you're the one that does the phone on the table and you think that's okay? That's all right. So we agree to disagree. Anyway, so I decided I really want to upgrade my phone and I went into Verizon. I didn't plan on buying yesterday. I didn't have to buy, but I had an upgrade, but they're doing it differently now. So the first thing I show them for some reason was because I'm a spouse of somebody who's a veteran, is my veteran ID. And they go, oh, did you know that if you bring in your DD
214 or proof
of your, are you served?
Yep.
No, my husband served. I'm just a spouse, but it was that card. So you get 15% off
your bill,
your data bill.
Oh, just the data bill?
The data part.
Oh, I didn't know
I
that.
I don't care. It's still 15% off.
I thought it was the whole thing.
No, it's 15% off your data.
When I talked to that guy yesterday.
It's your data, because I was very clear about that. So if you're doing 80
still,
gigs.
It's a cool deal.
Yeah, so anyway. It saved enough for where we were that I could then get my upgraded phone. Because now they're doing it where, remember, they were able to put it in your bill. Now the way they do it is you've got to pay a certain amount of money per month for your phone. And then you have to leave. But what you pay for is the tax of the phone, what it costs to upgrade, which is $30. Anyway, so I got the iPhone 7, which is, I got the big one, the thicker one. So, you know, with the thumbprint and all that. So anyway, I wanted to share with about the 15%. Doesn't matter. It still is a discount. And it equated to like $39 a month for us, Carl. That's significant.
I think so. To answer your question, Dr. Maria, I am not sure if it's dependents because if just a member in the family has to that gets the discount. So if your dad or your parents have Verizon, you might be able to get that too. So
I'm not sure,
but because we're
married and we're under the same bill, so we have this. Yeah,
separate bills may be different.
Okay, so top headlines. Because on my new cell phone, because my computer was dead, I thought I plugged it in last night. Somehow the pink light was green. Go ahead, Bob.
Verizon Wireless provides a 15% discount to monthly plans of $34.99 and above. A 25% discount on accessories is also available. Government employees, including active duty reserves and National Guard, available. Extended to retired military and veterans. That is from the Verizon website.
There you
Yay.
Go. So there.
Okay.
In case you didn't know it.
Now, top headlines, and I'd love to get this part for you before we Do you want to do this later after the break?
Let's take a break here.
Take an early break?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about like four headlines because I love to see you read so much of the headlines. Like what I know you've already know about these and just get your take on them.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in the whole city of Reading, which means they can design and build jewelry. They have the only trained watch repairman, all right here in Reading, all located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there, Rebecca and Henry. They have a super selection of jewelry and, you know what else? Fabulous integrity. And when you're in the jewelry business, having fabulous integrity really counts, just like the gentleman they bought it from, Leonard. So that is a big plus. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Head on down there. That's where Linda goes. It is 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 25th of January, 34 degrees, going up to 53 today. But it's going to be sunny, so it's going to be great. We'll be right back.
Gotta get that. Gotta get that, dip, 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 dip. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager at the Cascade Theater, and I would like to invite you to join us for the second annual Signature Gala. This classy and exciting event will be held on Saturday, January 28th. Dance the night away and sip on complimentary champagne and snack on past hors d'oeuvres while you mingle with friends and bid on a fantastic selection of live and silent auction items, including autographed posters of some of the most renowned musical artists to visit the Cascade Theater. Then get your dancing shoes on because our DJ will have you dancing into the night. This elegant evening cannot be missed. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the theater's ongoing restoration and preservation projects and will assist in bringing the big names and music right to your front door. Tickets are just $25 and can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Mark your calendar for the annual Signature Gala, January 28th, 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR. And I know that you just heard that commercial for the Signature Gala at the Cascade Theater. That's this Saturday night. You know, I have two tickets to give away right now. That's Saturday night. What a great date it is. You know, these are $25 tickets, and we're giving them away. Cascade's given them to me to give away, as, you know, a gift from KCNR. We've been before. It's a spectacular event. There's going to be cocktails and dancing and posters that have been signed by some of the acts through the last 10 years that have been at the Cascade, some collector pieces as well. So give us a call, 605-4567, if you'd like two tickets. Now, don't call just because you think you're going to get something free. I want you to use them for Saturday night at the gala, Signature Gala at Cascade Theater.
And if, Jimmy, if you're out there, you may be traveling because you're working, but I know that you really like these, Jimmy. So give me a call or drop us an email, and we'll make sure you get a couple of tickets, too. You were there last year bidding on the big posters. So if you want to go, just give us a call at 605-4567. Hey, let's talk about the headline. One of the headlines is that Trump is at Chicago in its – Since the beginning of this year, has killed, what, two dozen people or a dozen people and wounded 44 or even 144. I'm not sure exactly the numbers, but they're like 26. Oh, you've got the numbers.
It's part of the carnage.
Yeah. And what this is part of what Donald Trump was talking about, stopping the carnage in our country of so many people being killed on the streets. And obviously Chicago is the winner from last year. They were up some like 20% last year, and they're already up 20% more this year. And he said it's enough. It's enough, and that he's willing to send in the feds. Now, if I was Rahm Emanuel, I would say, okay, we need help. And what they're doing, from what I understand by, from reading and from listening to people that are there, is that they have this thing where people are in gang shootings, and they're out in a year and a half. You know, I mean, not 5 years, not 10 years, but a year and a half because of the types of sentences they have there. So the idea of the feds getting in it and putting a federal charge on them to try and gain control of it is not a bad idea. I think it's a great idea. I think if people cannot be safe in their streets and they're afraid to go out at night, how is that living as an American? Let's go to the phones.
John, welcome to the show. You have something on your mind.
Hey, good morning. Thanks very much. Hey, listen, I thought your interview with Missy MacArthur was very good. Just wanted to throw a couple of thoughts out. I grew up, my grandmother, when I was a young kid, like you guys were, my grandmother was an immigrant from Hungary. And one of her stories was that when she got into New York coming through Ellis Island, she started to learn about baseball, and she became a devotee of baseball. When I saw her as a little boy listening to baseball games on the radio when I was at her home, she would stand up when the national anthem was played, wow, put her hand on her heart, and start the ball.
Wow.
And I said, Grandma, why are you doing this? And she says, because I'm free.
Wow.
And it was amazing. That was my first introduction to understanding our republic, our democracy, as a little kid. I guess what it means to me today, and I think it's important for people to say, yes, we can march, we can have differences, but disrespect is something totally different.
Yes,
that is absolutely true.
I just believe in a strong constitutional environment that these people who are being radically impressed upon how to deal with stuff, burn down the White House, those kinds of statements. You know, there is something really sick in that mindset. I don't call that demonstrating as a healthy form of demonstrating. I call it a negative form of demonstrating. And just wanted to share those thoughts with you this morning because I know you guys, I'm really impressed with your program. I listen to it constantly when I'm available. And I appreciate it very much. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. And your comments are very, very well taken, is that this is a free country. But when you march to destroy or for disrespect, it's kind of almost the opposite of freedoms when you want to take the freedoms away from other people.
Absolutely. And I think it excites the spirit of those who believe and see the value of who we are and what we are. You know, if somebody doesn't like Putin, okay, that's fine. Say it. Other people say, hey, I think Putin may come around with new leadership. I think our leadership will establish a relationship with Russia. I mean, God only knows how critical it is that we do have a viable relationship with Russia.
We cannot
have Russia as an enemy.
We can't have enemies all around the world.
Right.
And if people are willing, if we need to be able to reach out. But again, as you know, but let's just, when we reach out, let's just make sure is that we've that we're verifying everything everybody says. Trust
right.
but verify. So
verify or you know, be cautious.
Be cautious. All right. Thank you very much, John.
Hey, thanks so much for your program. Have a great day.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for the inspiration. You know, and John talks about
like those calls.
Yeah, the visual of his grandmother. That's so cool.
Can you see
my grandmother?
Can you see that where she's? They're all around watching, listen to that.
From
and she
Hungary,
stands up.
Yeah, she lived under some pretty rough circumstances.
My grandmother immigrated from Croatia, but the Russians came in and took everything. And so she came over in Ellis Island. And unfortunately, I didn't get to know her because she died when I was three. But my mother, she lives alive in my mother. And my mother's great feelings and fondness of her. But she moved to Iowa, and there were coal mining. There was coal mining going on there. So families, when they came to Ellis Island, they, you know, it's like, okay, you're going to go here and you get work.
Where other family, where other family members are.
So, they came out to Iowa, of all things. And my mom remembers that the town folk there called her the immigrant because she spoke broken English.
Yeah.
But she was my mother. She was beautiful. She dressed, you know, can you imagine being in Iowa with the muumuus and the rolled down nylons? My grandmother dressed, she made clothes from Vogue. So she never lost this feeling of making the beautiful wool suits and the purses and the hats. And my mom said she always made a beautiful home and had a lot of pride. And she was very close to her family, again, all immigrated from Croatia during the time of the Russian takeover. So that was very, very scary. I'm going to be going down to Los Angeles where my agent that I worked with, I always call her my Jewish mother, the Russians, she lived in Brooklyn with all of her family, as many people did in those days. They all lived together. And it wasn't the tenements, but it was a home in Brooklyn. And she talks about her grandmother fleeing and some of the family members being killed in living in the forest. It was fleeing Russia in order to get here. And just the perilous nature of what it was. Now, she's somebody who's very liberal. So
here's the thing is, and I agree that, you know, and what John said is really important, but when I see things, when people that believe there should be no borders, or that don't, you know, that want a socialistic society, or even a communist type society, because they've never really seen what happens in authoritarian regimes. And for people, you know, again, you go into that Hitler thing, you know, oh, that speech, America first, America first. Well, guess what? I think of America first in the sense of it's a family. America is a family. All of us, black, white, brown, everybody, we're all in our family here in America. And we take care of our family first. I mean, and then after you've taken care of your family, then you help other people. And that's the way it should be. But America is all of us here. Now, Trump is getting, you know, he's putting out these things. We're going to secure the border. What's wrong with securing the border? You're not a nation unless you have borders that are secure. And then is he going to deport 15 million people? No, he's not. He's already backed off on that. But if you are a lawbreaker here, yeah. Guess what? You're getting deported. And if your country says, no, we're not going to take them back, they're saying, well, that's fine. It's because they just introduced a bill that says, fine, you don't want to take back your criminals? Well, fine, we're just going to cut off your foreign aid or other things. You know, you may want to take these people back because they have committed crimes here. And we can't do anything with them because they're not citizens and you won't take them back. So they're out roaming the streets committing crimes again. So, you know what? You know, people say, oh, that's just horrible. No. It is not terrible. You have to have a border. We have to have a secure border. Does everybody that was born here from illegal parents have to leave? Absolutely not. You're citizens. Should there be a way of getting people citizenship who have been here, who are an active, productive member of our society, but yet there's got to be penalties for that? Yeah, I'm sure they can come up with something like that. But if you're a criminal, you don't belong here. I know, and you say you're a criminal as soon as you came across the border. That may be. But if you serve time in jail and all these other things. But we need to have a plan. And I would like to be able to just at least see the plan before everybody is condemning it like they're doing right now. Oh, no, this is bad. This is going. You don't even know what the plan is.
Before we read it.
Yeah, well, we've tried that before. Okay. Hey, when we come back after the news, we're going to have Sheriff Tom Basinkel with us. And Tom is going to talk about the ARC. What happened to that facility that we thought was going to start getting built here?
24 beds.
Done. 64
beds. 64 beds.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. We'll be right back.
KC and Art, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A big milestone on Wall Street today, right after the opening bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average topped the 20,000 mark for the first time. It brought cheers from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Mostly psychological, though, says Jack Ablin with BMO Wealth Management.
Keep in mind the Dow is probably the least scientific index. In fact, it's really an average. It's not an index out there. But the fact is it's going to be all over the headlines and it will provide a psychological boost.
The market had been marching steadily higher since bottoming out in March of 2009 in the aftermath of the financial crisis. The rally picked up steam, though, after the election of Donald Trump in November. President Trump believes millions of people voted illegally in November. Now he says he's planning to do something about it.
Before the election, Mr. Trump claimed the voting system was rigged. Now that he's in the White House, he believes illegal votes cost him the popular vote. On Twitter, he announced he's asking for a major investigation into voter fraud. The president said voting procedures will be strengthened depending on the results.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Boeing beat Wall Street expectations for a fourth quarter profit despite a slump in revenue from its defense business. The company forecast today that deliveries of commercial planes will rise slightly this year after slipping to some extent last year. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says once President Trump announces his Supreme Court nominee, it will be up to the Senate to act quickly for confirmation.
There's going to be a lot of other business on the Senate floor, but there's no reason the Judiciary Committee can't hold relatively prompt hearings, and I think that should take priority over most other activities on the Senate floor.
Cotton predicts it should take about a couple of months to go through the process of hearings, debate, and a vote by the full Senate once that nominee is named. Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Honey, would you like me to heat up some nuggets for dinner?
No, babe, it's a plate and night. A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Plated nights will be your greatest nights. Because only at Plated.com can you choose from exciting weekly recipes the whole family will love. From twists on classics like saucy meatball sliders to adventurous dishes like steak tacos with chimichurri sauce, there's even dessert. So forget that extra trip to the grocery store. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Plus, simple step-by-step instructions make prep fun. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Get out of your what's-for-dinner rut and create the kind of nights you and your family crave. Go to Plated.com now to get $30 off your first Plated night. Don't settle for good. Plan for great. Head to Plated.com. For terms and details, go to Plated.com.
A new report concludes that New York's Columbia University was founded partly with slave traders' money. Columbia University historian Eric Foner says the report is not an attempt to cast blame.
We're not blaming anybody for what happened in the 1760s. Nobody is alive today who owned a slave in New York City, you know. But nonetheless, this history has not been written.
And it traces the 263-year-old Ivy League University's entanglement with the proceeds, promoters, and opponents of slavery as well. A lawsuit filed against Massachusetts over a firearms law.
The federal lawsuit filed by the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts and other like-minded groups specifically targets the state's assault weapons ban. They say it prevents law-abiding residents from buying and keeping in their homes the most popular rifles in the country, as well as most standard capacity magazines.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason, breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A newly released financial analysis says six of the country's major energy-producing states have slipped into recession. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
A study by S&P Global Ratings says a sharp decline in production and exploration over the last 18 months caused the state's tax revenue to plummet and job growth to stagnate. The study says Alaska, Louisiana, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Wyoming each saw negative growth during the most recent fiscal year. Alaska, which has depended over the years on oil revenue to fund state government, has spent almost $13 billion in savings over the last 4 years to deal with the price declines in the energy sector. Jeremy House reporting.
The defense contractor Textron is buying the snowmobile maker Arctic Cat in a deal valued at about $247 million. The Minneapolis-based company employs about 1,600 people. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 5 minutes after the hour of 8 here on the 25th of January, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning to all of our people in the chat room, Exter, and, gosh, NoJO, Sungold, Dr. Maria, others. So good morning, everybody. And good morning to Bad Bob, who is sitting here looking just happy.
Happy. Well, life is a beautiful day driving in.
Oh, yeah, it is. And, of course, I'm here with the beautiful Linda Bach.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. Currently 36 degrees in the downtown studios, and our high today will be 50 degrees. We're going to have what it looks like is frost and mostly cloudy. Slight chance of showers tonight with our lows of around 34. Thursday calls for slight chance of showers, then mostly sunny with our highs of 56. Thursday night, clear. Friday clear, and we get into like a beautiful weekend with our weather clear with really no forecasts of any rain. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather and bring you the forecast, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, of course. Veteran owned business has been in the business for well over 20 years here. Voted best in the North State because they are best in the North State. We use them for any of our heating or cooling questions we have, and they are the best. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Now, yesterday, as we just talked about, Linda went down when we said Linda went down and upgraded to the iPhone 7. So last night, we went through all the stuff where she got her thumbprint using all that kind of stuff. But now, she used to say to me, "What are you looking at on your phone?" Because I said, "Well, there's headlines coming through or something like this or some, you know, blah, blah." And she goes, "Well, I don't understand that." Well, Linda has not put down the phone.
Well, my
in
computer's not working today because I didn't plug it in.
She's just going through and I'm just watching her and I'm going, okay.
Well, I wanted to see if the AccuWeather really, so it's, you know, it's giving you a little different thing. Yes.
I was against the smartphones for so long, and then she got the first one, and we're driving back from San Diego, and we're talking about something, and I said, let me see your phone. And I looked something up on her phone, driving between San Diego and Redding.
The navigation apps are lifesavers. Linda, I'm going to recommend your brand new iPhone. It's $5, but get the Dark Sky app. It is a simple, very accurate graphical weather app that you will love.
Okay.
It puts everything in a graphical format. It tells you the temperature at your location. It uses geolocation instead of a thermometer that's at the airport 15 miles from
like
here.
It. That's perfect.
Okay, we'll do that. All right.
And also love when you can stick your phone up to the star, to the, you know, the, and see the galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
And then get
one.
Orion. We love that.
Night Sky's a great
night
app.
Night Sky, yep.
Okay, speaking of a great app, we have an app.
A
is
great
something
Apple.
That you can,
How's that?
A great, no, no, a great app is something, an application is that something you can push that's very useful that makes your life easier. And we have the super app of Shasta County, Sheriff Tom Pasinko.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for coming.
I guess it was just fortuitous because, frankly, I didn't know about all the excitement. Maybe I should have when I said, hey, you know, gosh, Tom wasn't able to come on because, you know, you were out of town and you had these other things. So I said, why don't you come on today? And he says, of course. We texted because we text.
All right.
And then somebody calls me and says, hey, the ARC was canceled. And I went, really? And then I thought, I wonder if Tom knew that.
Yeah, definitely knew that. Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I'm kind of laughing because I feel like tears should be coming down my face. What happened?
Disappointing. And you'll have to excuse my voice, working on a little bit of a cold.
talking about the Adult
Rehabilitation Center. That would have been a 64-bed facility. We've been working on that now for a couple of years. And that is being financed by this, would have been financed by the state for to build it for about $20 million. The county has to kick in a couple million for about a $22-plus million facility. Right from the beginning, the concern for county administration, the Board of Supervisors, was how much is it going to cost to operate, and can we afford that ongoing cost year after year? So we got some guidance and tried to keep it around $2 million, but you had we're looking at 64 beds to 128 beds. To have 128, that was about another $350,000. We had it around $2 million, and then found an error in the figures for the extra 64 beds, but that didn't get approved. And then with getting staffing online, the Board of State Community Corrections and said, you know what, you're going to need more staff than you'd allocated. We want 10 more positions. Well, that added
10 more positions?
Yeah, that's a lot when you're looking at staffing. And that's between the meals and the staff, that added close to $1 million.
Well, when you're doing your study, though, I mean, wouldn't your study have said, okay, this is how big it is, and you're already working with that organization already, right?
Right.
And that didn't come up?
We looked at it and said, this is what we need. And then they go over, once you get the plans made, because they need the plans to see where you're going to have your staff. They looked at it and we said, we disagree. You really need to have more. So it was a difference of opinion. They'd seen some other facilities. So we went with the more side to get going. And so that ended up creeping from about $2 million up to close to $4 million. So what the county needed was about, of new money, needed about $4 million of new money in addition. And so we had a meeting last week with the auditor, Larry Leese, who's our CEO of the county, and his staff looking at it. And the auditor says, hey, the money is not there to operate it. In addition, the county is looking at probably somewhere around $5 million. You heard the news about CalPERS, or the retirement system, changing their interest rate. Well, with that change in interest rate, that could be about a $5 million hit to the county, additional money. And so where's that money come from? And there's some other factors. So it's a pretty dark, draconian cloud with what the future holds for the county finances. And so it was decided that, you know, hey, we can't afford this. We can't go forward. We're not going to bankrupt the county. Or to make it work, you'd have to cut all the county offices you could to pay for the 164-bed facility, including sheriff's office, district attorney, probation, and those are already short-staffed. And so you're going to even impact public safety even more. We have a thin amount of deputies on the street, and then that would make even less. So that did not make sense to do it that way.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of comments, as you can imagine, in the chat room here. So we're going to take a break. One of them, I think, is the best. Why don't we just spend $500 and put signs up that say free drugs in Sacramento? and then we just load up busloads and send people down there. We're with Sheriff Tom Pasinko, and he has just concisely and succinctly said why the 64-bed facility that we were planning on in 2 years is not going to happen. The state said it had to have larger staffing which brings it up to almost double. How many people were going to be in their staffing originally, Tom?
I don't have those numbers in front of me right now, but
another 10 people.
You'd have to have another 10 people for all the 24-hour coverage. We had a certain amount that we had planned for,
and they said it wasn't enough, huh?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And when we come back, we're going to discuss what happens next. This portion of the show, in fact, one of the things that will probably happen next is everybody should run down to Bastiani Arms and buy yourself a gun and then go through a concealed carry class or find a way of protecting yourself in your home, since we're not going to have a jail to lock people up. Okay, maybe I'm a little facetious here, but not too much. Anyway, Bastiani Arms, if you're wondering about what the new laws are going to, how they're going to impact on you, you go down and talk to John Bastiani. He studied these things. He knows what kind of guns you can buy, the ammo. He's going to give you some really good directions. The other thing is he just announced that he has a way of being able to handle this, the problem with no AR being able to have a removable magazine. Yes, that's right. So you need to go down and talk to him about that. I saw it yesterday. I'm going to get down there today. I've been really busy here for the last couple of days. But I'm heading down to 2539 Larkspur, and I'm going to go down and see John. And I'm going to see because I'm, of course, building a rifle with John down there. He's got it all. He's got classes on CCW. He has it, everything. Head on down to Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. He can meet or beat the prices on the big box stores. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
And good morning on this beautiful Wednesday, some would call it hump day, here on KCNR 1460. Love this. You know, it's good music. This is like Rat 'em Up Cowboy. 36 degrees in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is talk about some cool threads. Go to Dandelion, where you can get like the latest of the latest. Go in and see the gals there, locally owned and operated. My favorite boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Lots of hard to find gifts. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up. So if you want to look cute or you want to buy something for your cutie, go to Dandelion, Pine Street.
We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko, and as everybody knows, if you don't know, we're telling you, and it started. I was getting text messages yesterday. It was just like ding, 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 that the our jail facility, the adult correctional adult rehabilitation center, which is not a jail per se, but it's still a place that we want people to know that they're locked up off the street.
Right. That would be mainly it was going to be for sentenced people. And the big problem at the jail is not sentenced people, but unsentenced people. That's the people awaiting trial.
Right.
That's what causes the big bottleneck at the jail. And it's mainly felonies that we have in custody at the jail. But the outcome yesterday is not unheard of. Santa Barbara last year turned down another. They're a big county and had a bigger jail facility. But they turned down one due to operating cost. Lake County had one as well. Well, and so we've seen that, the impacts on the counties for the operating cost.
Well, and that's true. But it still comes back to the bottom line then, Sheriff, is, all right, so we're not getting it because we can't afford it. So we're still up to our keisters and bad guys. So what's the plan from the county? How about, I mean, are we going to just try to just ship as many of them out as we possibly can?
We already do that.
I mean, so we're maxed out on that too?
We are at least financially maxed out. We spend about $550,000 a year shipping sentenced inmates out to other counties that we have contracts with.
And that's all the money we have for that?
Unless we get some more, and we get that money through the Community Corrections Plan or the AB 109 money. To ship them out. And there's only a fixed amount of that because it has to be shared with public defender, probation, sheriff, police department, all the others on that. And so, and then you can only ship certain inmates out. So the other counties only want, they only can be sentenced because they have to be available for their public defender. They don't want to have medical problems. They don't want disciplinary problems.
They don't want to be crazy.
They don't want them crazy.
No, I understand.
And so
they want to strip you of the you know, quote, best prisoners you have. But,
right.
But guess what? What's the plan?
There isn't any one. You still have to have. There is no plan. Because it'll probably be more of the status quo. Our bookings are down, but that's because doesn't mean crime is down. Bookings coming into the jail is down. And that's because of Prop 57 and Prop 47 that turned a lot of felony crimes into misdemeanors, and now they get essentially tickets for them and then go off. But you'll still catch up if they get sentenced. They'll still have to serve their time on our work release program, which we still have. That's going as well. So, but for actual space, part of our plan was, too, if the court gets built, and then we could convert Departments 1 and 2, which are attached to the jail. We could convert those to a bed space or rehabilitation space to like a classroom combination of it. And also with the new facility, we were looking at having the kitchen at the new facility, and then you could convert the basement where the kitchen and laundry is now either to bed space or to rehab space combination thereof. But we know now the court's not moving forward. No money for the court. And that's mainly because the governor has quote-unquote borrowed from the court building fund for some other things, and now some courts aren't going to get funded for the building.
So do we expect any more AB – these questions are coming in.
Yeah.
From
okay,
the chat
so
pack.
So not only is the our facility's not going forward because we don't have the money, but the court's not going – the new courtroom facility or court building facility that covers a whole city block isn't going forward.
Right.
Which is that area right across from Carnegie's, correct?
Yeah, that whole area that was bought, and then you moved because you're going to tear it down. So that's – anyway.
That costs money.
So the question is, do you still expect any AB 109 money?
We get that annually.
So it's right at the end of the year, so we're not going to get any more.
No, it comes in like on a monthly – like payments, basically. It comes in monthly or quarterly. comes in. But that is a fixed amount, and then it also has some growth funds tied to it. So there could be some, but those growth funds go up and down. And then with the money that we have and the programs we have going, because a lot of programs are through probation to run the day reporting center and the community corrections center and their programs, those are quite expensive. You have alcohol and drug rehab. You have different classes going on for the rehabilitation part. So that gets used up quite a bit. And so we have to be financially prudent with those funds that we have available as well.
Okay, so how much was Measure D being counted on?
Measure D would have, for the county, would have been about an estimated, based on sales tax, estimated about $3 million a year for the jail sheriff's office. And that could have gone towards building a facility, or could end up paying for the operating costs for that facility.
Would that have made the difference then?
I think so, yes.
Well, now we see the county bringing up something like this, a countywide tax.
I don't know, but I doubt it. Because in the unincorporated area, countywide tax, if you do it unincorporated, there's not a big tax base for businesses in the unincorporated areas. Most of the businesses for sales tax are in the incorporated cities of Anderson, Redding, and some in Shasta Lake. Shasta Lake has a smaller amount.
Wouldn't that money come back to the county, though? A lot of it?
Some. If it depends on how you write it. Because then if you make it for the unincorporated area, it'd be small. If it's for the entire county, and I don't believe you can include the incorporated cities, because I don't know if the county has the ability to do that and have impact on the incorporated cities, because they're their own government entity.
Do we have the political fortitude to, if they pass something, like if they went in with a special measure that says we want to use this money specifically to build a jail that will hold 200 people, and they pass that, would the county do something like that? I mean, a special tax, not a general tax. It would be used to jail, for a jail. A temporary holding facility for, 200 people.
I don't think that would happen. That would require a 66 2/3 approval by the citizens, by the voters.
Well,
and it was kind of evident. It was evident with Measure D and E that, and that was only required a simple majority. That was worded differently. And I get that.
I think that I disagree on that, because people didn't trust where that money was going.
But if you go back a few years prior to Measure F,
when Bassetti threw that one out there at the last minute,
and that was a 66 2/3,
and it got
shot down. But it passed with, well, if you look at past, that got it didn't pass, but it had 56 percent of the vote. So if it would have been a simple majority, it would have passed. But that one required 66 2/3, and so that failed as well.
I don't know. I'm thinking that that if people understood that the money would be going to a jail facility, even if it's temporary, that we can get 300, 200 people off the streets, that and our crime would go down, and that this thing would sunset at a certain time when the taxes come back.
Right.
That when the revenue comes back. I don't know. People are so
worried.
This one
and
right
upset.
Here, this
and,
one right now, Tom, this and, is just, I can't even be, and I wouldn't even want to be running for reelection in the county or any place else around here.
We had a very intense conversation about this the other day at a wedding. no, serious, it was. It's interesting because they're all living here and they do business and they've been politically involved. But they're saying that one particular couple said they've got three kids that aren't going to come back here.
They're not coming.
And they're kind of coming back. And
former law enforcement, they're moving. Lawyers.
It makes us very upset, because that's the very people we want to have.
Right.
Our strong community leaders, advocates.
Yeah.
And it's like, when is it so broken that there's no hope for any kind of, like, it's never going to come back?
We're even seeing that still continuing in California. There's a bill that's making its way through the legislature now. It's SB 54 or 64, I'm not quite sure. I can look it up. But anyway, that's a bill that basically says, hey, sheriffs, you will not participate in the Trust Act, and you're not going to cooperate with the federal government on the deportation of illegal aliens that are criminal, that are in our jails. And so the California State Sheriff's Association, we took a poll on that, and of course we'll be opposing that bill as it goes through.
What happens if you disobey them?
Could end up with some probably sanctions. I don't know what all of it is. Could end up in a lawsuit for part of it.
They can't tell you. They don't trump federal law. Can I say that, Trump? Yeah. They don't trump
it's,
federal law.
It's SB 54 by Kevin DeLeon out of the Los Angeles area.
Our favorite. But they cannot tell you to not enforce a federal law. Cities and counties can't do that.
Yeah, and that's why we're opposing it. And you know, you have to have some cooperation to get the criminals that are being held and are here illegally, get them shipped out. But California wants to be a sanctuary state and not participate.
Now, Tom, did we hear something today, or did I? I don't know if you did. On my way into work, I think I heard through one of the national news organizations that perhaps, I think today, there's going to be executive orders from Trump regarding sanctuary cities. Did you hear that?
I've not heard that, but that would not surprise me.
Let's look that up.
Well, they're saying that's going to be part of this thing about, if you want to have a sanctuary city, well, fine, but it's going to cost you. Now, we've got a bunch of questions coming in here, Tom, and we got to take a break.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back after these breaks. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Another good reason, as we talked about Bastiani Arms, was for people, since we're not going to have a jail, we've got Prop 47, 109, and 57. You've got to be able to protect yourself. So here's Northern Firearms Instruction that has some of the most complete and best CCW training, advanced pistol training, carbine training that you're going to find in California. Yeah, in all of California. Every one of the instructors are NRA trained. All of them are experienced. And the man that heads that up, this is his business, his firearms instruction, Ted Leidy. So register online or check it out at readingccw.com or call 530-999-1822 because, as the sheriff and the chief say, you've got to protect yourself. Okay, we'll be right back with some comments and things about the jail or the Adult Rehabilitation Center. 64 beds of putting people off the street was canceled yesterday. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hi, Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Never saw the fire. Never saw the fire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, it's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's the 25th of January, 2017. It's 34 degrees, going up to 53 today. It's going to be a nice day out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. All of it right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Big shout out to D.C. Hope you're feeling better there, buddy. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. As yesterday, as the announcement was, is that we are not going to build the new 64-bed facility, which would help ease a little bit the number of criminals we have on the street. And with no clear plan in sight, we have a lot of things coming in from the chat room that says, stop paying Sacramento. Tom, you just said something when I said, okay, why don't we just keep that money?
Right. Part of it is, by legal definition, we have to send part of our property taxes down there. Then the state sends it back up. Same thing with some of the sales tax. But from the information I had from county administration, for about every dollar that we send to Sacramento, we get about $4 back in various services and programs and different things like that. So that would necessarily not be a good thing just to keep everything here.
Okay. So I guess I'm at a quandary here, since what was the decision? The decision was made because the revenues are down in the county.
Correct.
The taxes, the home values are not skyrocketing like they used to.
Yeah, they're basically the home values that we have for the home values, property taxes, and sales tax revenues are about the same level now as they were in 2006. So 10, 11 years later, our revenues are the same as they were in 2006. So that's not
good.
And
yet the county is still giving people a bad time about
building. And there was several presentations yesterday at the board on different matters talking about revenues.
Yeah.
And they were all the same, that our revenues are basically flat here for the county. And that's a big concern. And then there's some significant expenditures that will be affecting the county in the future. That'll have its impact on the county budget and county workers.
And this is the CalPERS.
A big one is CalPERS, which is the California Public Employee Retirement System.
And
you've heard a lot of that in the news recently, and they changed their interest rate, I think by a half a percent, if I'm not mistaken, downgraded it. Well, that's going to have a big impact on counties and cities in the CalPERS programs, and it could have an impact here in Shasta County, countywide, of about a $5 million expense cost to the county, and that's a $5 million cost annually, and that's an ongoing cost. And that's not in the budget either.
Well, I would say something about high-paid employees, but you guys are not high-paid. So
yeah.
Okay, so let's go back again. So what do we need to do, have a bake sale? I mean,
it'd have to be a pretty expensive bake sale.
But
you're looking at, if we're looking at building this facility just for 64 beds, was approximately $22 million. And then we're seeing huge cost increases in the escalation of the cost for the actual building. They're going up for building costs, and it was about roughly $350 a square foot. Some of that's zooming up now to about $1,000 a square foot. Other agencies are seeing that because there's only so many contractors that are available in the state that can build these facilities. I know another county in the North State, they were looking at it. They don't have enough to build a new jail, and they're at about $35 million, and the costs keep escalating for the building part of it.
Well, you know, this whole thing goes back into is part of this environmental cost and all the other stuff. You know what? Have we thought about what is the county leadership? I mean, you're sitting there while they're talking about it. Mm-hmm. What is the county leadership coming up with?
Well, the biggest thing is
but how are we going to take a step forward to try and get our arms around this? It makes no difference if we have more police or the police we have that keep bringing people. People are getting crazy out there.
They're concerned, absolutely, and frustrated. But the fact of the matter is the money is not there in the county to build a facility. You may even go a few years back. We had I worked on a program through the state called AB 900 Phase 2 that had money for jails there. We had approval for a 232-bed jail that would be put next to the current jail, and the county turned down that.
Because we didn't have enough money.
Of operating costs there, which would have conservatively been at that particular time between $6 and $8 million annually, and they didn't have the money then.
Is it time to ask for a private jail to come in here?
Private jails, well, you'd have to change the legislation at the state, the law, because private jails aren't allowed. They do have private prisons, but private jails are not allowed in California.
And the reason why?
Part of it is liability. So do they – but you still get back to operating costs. So let's say investors –
That would be a private – that's up to
– It depends on how it can be. There's a number of models different in the other states. So some investors build a jail and then rent it to the state or to the county and say, okay, here's the building. You folks staff it and operating. So you still get back to the operating costs.
But you're not in the hole for the building.
For the building, that's correct. The other ones build the facility and staff it, and then you put your inmates in there, then they charge you a fee for that. The downside to that is they've had problems with liability, the type of employees they have working there, because you don't have any control over that because they're not your employees, but you're putting your inmates in there. There's been some problems with that within the nation as well.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. We can talk about the possibilities of problems and possibilities of things happening, but we're stagnating here in our county and our city. The only thing we're not stagnating in is the rising crime.
Yeah,
or the perceived danger, or more getting released out of prison. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. Hey, listen, you guys just hit on it while I was dialing, that total lack of common sense 6 years ago when that the Twin Tower was denied by the county supervisors. Talk about a short-sightedness that we'll never recover from. We would have had that jail built to, the sheriff just said, 232 beds matched up against the existing basement facilities, laundry, kitchen. It would have been absolutely ideal. And the maintenance and operating costs could have been worked out with further grants. I thought our Board of Supervisors totally let down their position, and I was always very critical of that move. So now here we are. And what are you going to do? So
yeah, what are we going to do?
Go to Tent City out here on Stillwater Park. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Thanks, Billy Bob. I know Billy Bob. And here's the thing is, we need more money. So what's the county doing? Is the county making it easier for people to build things? You're reading this. 4 years. 4 years to get something
even
built.
Even if we go back to that other facility that
I'm talking about that.
Billy Bob was talking about. Yeah. We had a phased-in approach where maybe we could open up partially and do that. The county wasn't open for that. Yeah. And another county in Southern California, a smaller county, they're looking at a new jail facility that's under construction now, and that's what they did was a phased-in approach that as revenues come in, they would open up more and more. And because you have to open up the facility within 90 days, doesn't mean it has to be fully operational, but you have to open it up and operate it.
What if I can get my plan that I gave you 6 years ago?
And we did look into that.
And what was – okay, and for everybody who doesn't know this, I went down to the Marine Corps, and they were going to give us all the temporary facilities we wanted.
Yeah, and a temporary facility is basically kind of a barracks that's mobile.
Right. A mobile barracks that has bathrooms in each one of the rooms, that has, you know, you could, it has mess halls that you could bring up, you know, put together and all this. My plan was, why don't we get these? You put two strings of barbed wire around the outside, and everything else is kind of on the inside, would be things you could pump out, you know, all temporary until we could get ourselves under, you know. And but when you looked into it, what happened there?
Part of it was they didn't meet the Title 15 and 24 requirements for jail facilities. They're made for our soldiers, which is good, but not made for inmates. You know, soldiers are tough on equipment. Don't get me wrong there. Inmates are even tougher. And so then you'd have those getting torn up. You'd still have to put them in for a foundation or lay them down there so they get fixed on the property until it's going. And then you still have your operational costs. So we did look into those, but just due to the rules and regulations regarding jails, that wasn't going to work, even if you got the buildings essentially for free. And you did some, I'll use a Navy term, a yeoman's work on putting that together and presenting a package for that. And we discussed it over coffee, and that was a good plan. I had my staff look into it, but then even shot it across to the Public Works Director, and we talked about it there, and there was a lot of obstacles there, which there usually tends to be.
Well, maybe if we look at it now, you know, 4 years later, thinking, you know, because I always looked at it as a place as, hey, you want to stay here in this really tough place in this jail, and your jail's a tough place. I mean, it is a tough place. I've been in there visiting, and because – oh, by the way,
visiting as in a tour, but not as visiting a tour. As a
right.
Customer.
By the way, Tom gave me a card. He says, if you ever get arrested and you get in jail, this will get you an extra blankie. And I said, well, thank you, Tom.
And a peanut butter sandwich.
And a peanut butter sandwich. Not even bologna
and you ever,
anymore.
And you ever have called me.
Yeah, well, never. So far, so good.
Not under my watch.
Yeah, Linda's taking care of that. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back. This is all we've talked about is this facility, but, you know, the chat room is just
– well, let's just go there.
Well, we will. And you know, some people are saying, by the way, they're saying, no, that's not true. If you hold your money, they, you know, from here. But as soon as you hold the money or the tax revenue, I have a feeling that the state's going to react in some way. I'm not sure how, but.
May not be a good way.
May not. Well, you know what? Maybe we're at the point where we should just do something.
But they're not reacting in a good way now for us.
Yeah, so maybe we should just do it and just say, hey, we need this money more than you do. We'll be right back. Yo, cut it. So.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Searching in the night.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 1460, currently 36 degrees. Temperature is going to be high today at 53. We're kind of hanging around there at that temperature, 36. Frosty, then mostly cloudy today with our highs again around 53. Slight chance of showers tonight with our lows of 34. Tomorrow calls for another chance of showers and mostly sunny with our highs of 56. Thursday night with lows of 36. And sunny throughout the weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, tomorrow, Trish Clark, I believe will be, she's back from southern Mexico and will be joining us tomorrow and discussing a lot of things that are going on. Of course, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko, who is just a fountain of good news. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. I am definitely for withholding property taxes because a new jail is a community project that is much needed. And I'm not passing the buck. We either need to do it individually as taxpayers or we have joint through the county, whatever, but we need to do it. And with this property taxes due in April, it's time to move and do. And number two, by time the state figures out what we're doing, et cetera, we will be the state of Jefferson anyway, and it will be a different ball game. Right. So I'm willing to take the chance. And not with your hide, Tom. I'm willing to stand beside you because we need to be beside one another.
Well, thanks, Gary, for calling in. That's a good perspective. I believe it's been said in the past with our county budget, out of every dollar we receive, there's about 13 cents of every dollar that's discretionary for the county budget. All the rest is allocated in some manner, which goes into the general fund, but the other special allocations and tags and stuff, that only leaves a certain amount for the county to spend. So that's a pretty small piece of the pie out of every dollar.
Well, but still is that there's a good one here. The point is the status quo is on a collision course with reality. And here we are, and we can't put people in jail, yet we've got people committing crimes that are no longer crimes, but they're still doing things like busting into cars.
Right.
They're, I mean, I'm surprised that, you know, I mean, we've got a river trail that people won't walk on.
We see a lot of stolen vehicles every day.
How many stolen vehicles a day? Because somebody was saying there's 30 stolen vehicles a day in Redding. I thought, my gosh, I think that's too high. Maybe
we'd
that
have
was
looked
a couple
between,
years ago.
Between CHP, Redding, Anderson, ourselves, we all can take those stolen vehicle reports. I don't know if it's that many in a day. But even if it is, and we could use that, that now became, thanks to Prop 57, that was a misdemeanor. That became
a minor inconvenience.
They made stealing a vehicle a misdemeanor, and so that's where it's more
decriminalization of the major crimes. And we see that, again, with 47, 57, and 109.
I walked into a store. Linda and I walked into a store the other day, and we were getting a new coffee maker. Because buy a new coffee maker. So I'm holding it in my hand, and I'm walking up, and I'm thinking, why don't I just walk out with this? Why don't I just walk out with it? They're not going to say anything to me. I'll just walk out, and I'll put it in my car, and we'll drive away. Nobody will say anything because, oh, my God, I mean, you didn't pay for that. So I don't have to. It's under $900. I don't have to pay for this.
And that happens every day.
Yes.
And the reason you didn't?
I was with somebody else, and they go, oh, that this would be the one time that, you know, they jump on it. So they got Bot and this lawyer I was talking to. Oh, they got photos of us, and I'm holding up the coffee maker as I'm walking out, smiling because – so what? Maybe that's making a point of what's going on in our city and our state.
We have people that go in, grab some alcohol, dash out. Others are a little bit more brazen, a lot more brazen. They'll go in and load up a shopping cart with a calculator and calculate it at just under $950, which is that level for a felony, and then push the cart out and take off. And that's a misdemeanor. Commercial burglary misdemeanor, and they could do that every day. And that's what our legislature and what the voters have approved, and that's some of the craziness for California.
I think that we need, at this point, to hire this company called Outside the Box to think of ways of raising money. And I know what you're saying about marijuana, and I know what the guys on the board think about it. And, I mean, I think it's a gateway drug, too. Mm-hmm. And I realize there's a cost to it, but I also realize is that it could, as bad as it is, or as it could be, if you do a cost analysis of it, how bad will it be?
Colorado did that, and not necessarily a cost analysis, but from the income that they had, the revenue that they had coming in from taxes from marijuana was still not enough to exceed the expenses. Colorado became a hub for exportation of marijuana to states where it's illegal and just to make money on it.
Okay. Did Tom Bosinko make some deal with KCNR to not talk about a county sales tax referendum? Okay. We talked about it once on your grower. We'll do it one more time for you, buddy. What is it time for the county to say, look, we need a sales tax referendum to build a jail and make it so that all the money will go to the jail and the public safety, and put it out there?
The county could do that. Okay. However, the sales tax base is not there in the unincorporated area of the county. Yes, there are businesses out there, but most of your sales tax is in the incorporated cities, mainly Redding. That's the main county seat and the main population. That's where almost all, I won't say all the stores, but the majority of stores are here in the Redding area. It's my understanding that we could not have a countywide tax to impact the cities. That could be, but then would the voters approve it? We saw where they did not approve Measure D earlier this year. We saw where they did not approve Measure F to our county to the north. They had a sales tax measure there for the jail in Siskiyou County, and it was
that was a 66%.
That was a 66 because it was specific
This would be a one that's 50% plus one
vote.
And there's a way to write it that says that 75% of the money that's raised in the cities would come for the jail.
The jail, that makes it specific for an item, which bumps it to the 66 and two-thirds. Oh, okay. That was a problem that many people saw with Measure D because it was general, had to go into the general fund and couldn't be specific for an item. And so that's why it had to be written like that.
I understand somebody says they were at the meeting yesterday with the Board of Supervisors and that if you could see the some of the spokesmen for the marijuana side, you know why they didn't want to vote for it. You can see the impacts of drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was one interesting fellow there at least, yeah.
I bet. Here's somebody says, if we did a county tax for just a jail, but no jail. This is what the sheriff is saying is you can't force the cities to give you the money.
Right. It would be for the unincorporated area of the county.
And that's not enough.
So Redding is 90,000 people.
Yeah.
Anderson's over 10,000. I want to say yes, maybe that.
And there's no way that the cities could just say, hey, look, we get this thing passed, we're going to give you the money. Would that be like a Measure F then that says that the county wants the money to be spent on the jail?
Right.
And then you'd have to have the all the cities
there'd
agree.
There'd have to be some type of tax sharing agreement, which that's kind of wallered around over a number of times within the county. They were looking at the auto mall down off of Knighton.
Right.
Couldn't come to a sales tax agreement there.
It's time that the county and cities get together with some kind of tax sharing arrangement, and we do this because how long – we don't have that much time anymore for this. It's not going to go away.
No.
And that there's nobody making those – caller wants to know about a –
basically, a jail is a tri-county effort or even a quad-county effort.
Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity.
That is a regional approach, and then the part gets to is trying – you get more moving parts in it, to government parts for that. And then you have to have a regional approach, and then where is it kept or built? Sometimes you have the NIMBY issues of I don't want it in my county.
But I get it.
That's a good point, but we've looked at regional for some of those things, and then – how big it is, then who operates it? Do you operate it in sharing with like three county agencies, say Siskiyou, Shasta, Tehama? Or does one agency operate it? If you end up with three, that gets a little bit, you'd almost have to have a unified command, and how do you work that out? It'd be a little more challenging.
We can do that because we have the United Nations. Well, we have NATO. We can do that.
Yeah, and we have the military that sometimes works under
the
military.
Has anybody done a study on this?
We've looked at it under AB 900 and AB 900 Phase 2, and I don't believe there was any counties that decided to do a regional approach.
I know you've been asked this before, but why can't we take an empty office area like Stillwater and make that the jail?
You'd have to convert it, and you have the Title 15, 24 regulations, and you still have the operating costs.
Operating costs can't be private.
No, that's correct.
All right.
We're at the end of the hour.
And no answers.
I just feel like we're just in a quandary.
Okay. But we're going to think about this. We're going to get outside the box because I think that idea about a tri-county approach, good idea, whoever the caller was, a tri-county approach may be the way to do it. We do a cost sharing here and at least get some facility up with an ability maybe to add on to it.
Thank you so much, Sheriff, for coming on.
I know. You know what, Tom? I know this is...
Wow.
Yeah.
Chasing a tail.
Yep. Okay, hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark.
Good guys against the bad guys.
Yeah. Right now we know...
Quite literally.
Are there any good guys left out there? Yes, all of us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Review of America's methods of interrogating terror suspects. According to a document the AP says it obtained from an unnamed government official...